Yeah, let's cap it there. Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. We're here till 4 o'clock playing you the good stuff. If you've got requests or something you want to say, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. I was mentioning, of course, Chris Brown. I think I was the only one who lost my mind when Chris Brown showed up at the Static Roots Festival a couple of weeks ago. Because people don't know. People outside of Canada, I don't think, don't know all about Chris and Kate or the amazing Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. So if you remember Chris Brown, and especially if you remember drummer Gregor, here's something from the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. They were one of the best live bands in the world in the 90s. They were just so great. Huge band, touring around, just doing incredibly high-energy, amazing shows. So many great, great talents in that band. They were just absolutely incredible. But lugging around this big, like, nine-piece band across Canada became a little bit a little impractical after a while. So they slimmed things down, and Chris and Kate became what was left of that band, I guess. And we'll play something from them, but first, from the mighty, mighty Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. Let's play this one. Ain't it better to ignite than to explode? I think so.
Story about how he joined the band.
I worked at the Bamboo Club on Queen Street, and I was the dishwasher, the dish pig. And there was one person there who appreciated me, really. Most people would just come up and shove a fork in my face and say, "Would you eat off this?" But Chris Brown, who I suppose is to blame for all of this, he came up to me and said, "I always thought that the dishwasher was the like the captain of a ship in a storm, braving the elements, steering the ship. So I had an immediate liking for him. And then he said he was in a band, and I said, heck, I can sing just as good as I can wash dishes.
Rich man, nobody's got themselves as
What a voice. Oh, my God. Kate Finner there, singing along with Chris Brown from the terrific album, Oh, Witness. That was Pair of Twos. Before that, I had to throw in another Bourbon Tabernacle Choir song because that first one, that wasn't the best version of that song. I don't know who that rapper guy was, but he didn't belong there. He shouldn't have been there. It's a good song. So I threw in Be My Witness there. That was a better representation of the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. We heard Oklahoma Tape Deck before that from Chris and Kate from the fantastic album Geronimo. Oh, if you ever find that album. And I used to find copies here and there. If I ever find one, I always buy it and make sure it gets into the right hands because it's so great. It's called Geronimo. Chris Brown and Kate Finner. And we kicked it off with a weird version of Ain't It Better to Ignite Than to Explode. I don't know. I think that version should have exploded. Sorry about that. It's a great song, though. And boy, were they a fun live band. Hey, since we're reeling in the years, we're doing some nostalgia, talking about defunct Toronto bands. How about do you remember the band The Jitters? I thought they were terrific. You know, they're responsible for that song Last of the Red Hot Fools. You know that song, right? Everybody remembers that about them. You might, if you're real lucky, you might remember their song Closer Every Day. A couple of great tracks from their 1987 record, self-titled. But for me, my favorite Jitters record was always the one that came after that, and it's disappeared off the face of the earth. You can't stream it or buy it or anything anywhere. It's called Louder Than Words. I think I'm going to have to play a song off that, although I could very easily play the whole thing because it's so damn good. But they're defunct. Well, they get together and play, for shits and giggles every once in a while in Toronto. But their leader, Blair Packham, not the most prolific dude in the world, but boy, is he a swell guy, and boy, is he talented. Blair Packham has a new record, and in his self-deprecating style, it's called Unpopular Pop, which, I don't know, I think I would have just called it Unpopular if you were going to go that route. I don't know. Maybe he should have asked me first. Probably not. Anyways, it's self-produced. It's got all kinds of great guests on it, including our friend Craig Northey from The Odds. Steve Page makes an appearance, a couple of appearances. Ron Sexsmith, Kevin Fox, all kinds of great people all over here. And, I thought I'd play a track, maybe even two off of it, because it's so swell. How about something brand new from our pal Blair Packham? Let's hear some Proof from Unpopular Pop. And tell a band to go home.
Man's a funny creature. He wants spiritual insurance. He'll turn to the preacher for his immortal reassurance. He'll proclaim undying faith while filled with doubt and pain, and all the proof he'll ever need is all around him. In the name of his God's heaven, he'll destroy his earthly kingdom. The world that he was given, the gift that his God gave him, his self-righteous self-destruction, born of doubt and cynicism, when all the proof he'll ever need is all around him. The light reflecting off a million molds of dust, the wondrous communion shared in music, the beauty of a clear blue sky makes me have to wonder why the sacredness of our existence still want proof of God's existence. Adopt an orphan, have a baby, fall in love without resistance, no conditions in your heart. When disaster strikes and mistakes are made, watch strangers band together, and all the proof you'll ever need is all around you. Reflecting one heart turns to another in the dark. In a second, in a moment, in a flash, in a spark, all the proof we'll ever need is all around us. All the proof we'll ever need is all around us.
Whatever you need, I'll do whatever. First your hips, then your lips, one shade brighter and they would have exploded. You made promises to me, but the only one I've seen is the sweat in which my face is coated. Oh, I'll believe in love till the fever breaks. I'll do whatever you need. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever I can do to make it through and burn till the fever breaks.
I love that one. Do you remember that one? It's so good. 1990, from the Jitters. That was their last album, and it's so great. There's more great songs like that. I love that band. I thought they were great. And luckily, Blair Packham's new record is pretty great, too. It's called Unpopular Pop. We heard Enough Is Never Enough and Proof. And that song, Enough Is Never Enough, got me to thinking about a guy who's playing at Times Changed on Tuesday. Oh, my God, I haven't seen this guy. When was the last time I saw this guy play? It's been forever. It just seems like a long time. Maybe it was he at Festival de Voyageur? Maybe it was just then. That wasn't that long ago at all. Well, I don't know. Feels like it. But this is a special show. Okay, we're talking about our pal Del Barber. And Del's playing Tuesday at the High and Lonesome Club, but you don't see his name on the marquee. If you go to the Times Change website, you don't see, oh, Del Barber's playing. No. It's Two-Step Tuesday. And what Two-Step Tuesday is it's Del along with Dwayne Duick and Grant Siemens and some other great players whose name I've just forgotten. And they get together and play cool old country songs, and holy cow, is that awesome. And they've done this show two or three times, and I've managed to miss it every single time, and I feel like an idiot. So Tuesday is my chance to redeem myself. So anyways, we'll go from Enough Is Never Enough to Everything Is Not Enough. Here's Del. I'm so looking forward to this.
get warm. Choking on the smoke, trying to 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 get warm.
Oh, Sam's Place there. That's a great Buck Owens. You want to hear more tracks like that? You're heading down to the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club on Tuesday for Two Step Tuesday. I hope they don't check and see if you can actually two step, because I'm so screwed if that's the case. Because that's just not happening. So, you know, get down there. Check that out. Another big show coming up on Wednesday. And you know, I would personally be surprised and disappointed if Dell didn't make an appearance. If he's in town on Tuesday, the least he could do is stick around on Wednesday and do this song. Wednesday at the Park Theater, there's a night of Richard Thompson songs as rendered by folks like Leaf Rapids and Nation of Two and a bunch of other cool folks. And it says, and special guests. And I'll be disappointed if Dell doesn't come and do this song. I'll see what I can do. Check it out Wednesday. It's going to be great, I'm sure. It's one of Dell's favorites. And everybody's, really.
Says a red money to James. That's a fine motorbike. Now a girl could feel special on any searchlight. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill, they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. The law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying before the love of you. But if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Vela sets and triumphs and sunbeams won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. knees, said I've got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died, and he gave her his Vincent to
I'm falling. Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
The 24th Street Wailers there. They're coming to town to celebrate Canada Day at the Times Change. That's going to be pretty great. Is that when White Horse is playing too? Or is that for the games? I don't know. I should find that out. Or I should shut up. Chinwagger there from their first album, Wicked, or originally called The Wicked Game. Before that, we heard Richard and Linda Thompson with the classic Walking on a Wire from Shoot Out the Lights. And Richard himself with the classic 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. And there will be a bunch of Richard Thompson songs performed Wednesday night at the Park Theater. It's a bit of a fundraiser. The Brandon Folk Festival is bringing in Richard Thompson and Greg Brown this year. And I guess that's an expensive proposition. So they want to raise a little money. So it's a fundraiser Wednesday. You go down there and you hear a bunch of great local artists covering Richard Thompson songs. And I'm 100% behind that proposition. I'm hoping that I can make it down there to that later on. So maybe we'll see you there. Maybe we'll see you back here next week for Tell the Band to Go Home. We got to go. Dagwood Radio coming up. If you've been tuning into that show, you know it's pretty swell. I enjoy listening to that on my way home. I will be back next Sunday. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Stay tuned.